About 10 protesters stood near the Franklin Street entrance to the Buffalo Niagara Convention Center, holding signs that call for the resignation or removal of Bishop Richard Malone from the Diocese of Buffalo. Peggy Sperber was among them.
I heard that the Papal Nuncio would be here. I know he does have the ability to remove the bishop, and I thought this was a perfect opportunity to come out and make my voice be heard.
Sperber stood behind a stroller in which her child sat. She attended Catholic school as a child and plans to enroll her son when he's old enough. But she's among more vocal Catholics who say a change is needed in diocesan leadership.
And let me be clear that there are priests in my life that I love dearly and know are not in any way abusers. They're people who protect children. But that being said, yes, as a mother, this changes the game. And it's important for Ben to know that as important as it is that we go to Mass, we also need to stand up to evil. And we need to make our voices heard when something immoral is taking place in our church.
Bishop Richard Malone has more than once insisted he needs to stay in place to address the clergy abuse scandal. Buffalo Common Council member Chris Scanlon, also a protester and one who has called for the bishop's resignation, says how the bishop has handled the crisis has made him part of the problem.
I would say that he pretty much abandoned the flock when he started reintroducing priests into ministry where they could harm people and kids in particular and doing things of that nature. And again, it's just time and time again he's done things that have flown in the face of the mission of the Catholic Church, and it's time for him to go.
News media were not allowed inside the convention center where the Catholic Charities USA gathering continues through Friday. Michael Murziak, WBFO News.